On the eve of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Iran released 11 prominent political prisoners, including human rights lawyer Nasrin Sotoudeh, in a sign of a possible thaw in Iranian domestic politics. At the same time, Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, exchanged letters with U.S. President Obama amid increasing talk of a hoped-for negotiated settlement over the West's objections to Tehran's nuclear program. Rouhani, seen as a centrist in Iran, did an in-depth interview with NBC correspondent Ann Curry, where the Iranian president endorsed new freedoms for Iranian citizens, including open dialogue. Trita Parsi of the National Iranian American Council told the Guardian newspaper, if the West fails to appreciate Rouhani's flexibility now, it will have to deal with the inflexibility of the conservatives in a few months. According to the Christian Science Monitor, inside Iran, the prisoner release is viewed as a break with the hardline agenda of former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad that turned to repression after the disputed 2009 election. One Tehran political analyst observed that hardliners these days are silent because Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has now embraced President Rouhani and the strategy of historic flexibility. After his recent election victory, incoming Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has pushed through a new hard-right agenda, including repealing his nation's carbon tax and imposing harsh new laws excluding foreign asylum seekers. His refugee policy is opposed by human rights groups and could provoke a diplomatic fight with the government of Indonesia. During his swearing-in, Abbott, a social conservative, pledged that the flood of boats with asylum seekers will be returned to Indonesian waters. Abbott is now proposing to buy up Indonesian fishing boats to prevent them from falling into the hands of smugglers. Most of the asylum seekers are from Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and Sri Lanka, and travel through dangerous Indonesian waters to reach Australia. Graham McGregor of Amnesty International blasted the new Abbott policy as not only complete disregard for the asylum seekers, but absolute contempt for legal and moral obligations. Further, human rights groups have charged that the conditions at Australia's asylum processing center on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea are appalling. The Obama administration is launching a big push to sign up 7 million uninsured Americans through the Affordable Care Act's new health care exchanges, which launch on October 1st. A major challenge will be signing up young adults, the millennial generation who supported President Obama in large numbers during both the 2008 and 2012 elections. According to the Christian Science Monitor, states which have set up health exchanges plan to spend millions of dollars in marketing the new options for health insurance coverage. Yet most of the states with the highest rates of uninsured are not promoting exchanges and instead are leaving it up to the federal government. Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress are withholding approval of the federal budget that could close down government and threatening to default on the nation's debt later this year unless the White House accedes to their demands to defund Obamacare. The Commonwealth Fund, in a recent report, found that only 27% of 19 to 29-year-olds were aware of the new health care exchanges, and many millennials decline enrolling in health insurance at work because premiums remain so expensive, while many continue to struggle with heavy college loan debts. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.